Welcome and good evening. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to this festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. We've been doing this for several years, and I want to first make sure that everybody has a service bulletin. And if you do not, I'd like you to raise your hand, and also a candle. So if you need a service, you can have a few hands. So if we could get some people to... Kelly, could you bring some bulletins and candles up to these folks here? Raise your hands, because you'll need the order of service for some songs, as well as just knowing where we're going through the service. On the very back of the service bulletin, there's a brief history of this festival. It's not a festival we created. It goes back much further. It's of British origin. And just the first paragraph on that back, it talks about how this is a service of Christian worship. We go through nine short Bible lessons, reading of man's fall, of the promise of the Messiah, the birth of Jesus, told in these nine different readings. And it's interspersed with singing Christmas carols and hymns. And we're going to intersperse it with some special music tonight, but also singing some of the Christmas carols. But the nature of tonight's festival is a bit different than in years past. We're going to pretend like we're caroling. So we're not going to use the piano when we sing our carols or the organ. We're going to just use our voices like we're knocking at somebody's door and caroling. So I'm losing my voice tonight. I need a lot of your help when we do the Christmas carols. But that's kind of the nature we're going to follow. We do have nine lessons. We've changed some of them around, but basically you're following that format that this service historically follows. I do want to say that afterwards, after the service is all over, you want to go downstairs back over here. We have refreshments. We'd like to fellowship and just have a time of sharing greetings with one another. So before I forget, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all. I trust that you enjoy this time as we just spend time in God's Word and singing. Our bidding hymn, Call to Worship, is number 151 in the blue hymnal. We'll only be using the blue hymnal tonight and the songs in our bulletin. Let's stand. Because you can't carol sitting on the porch. Let's stand. We're going to sing the first two verses of 151, O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem.
Come.
This thing which has come to pass, and with the Magi to adore the child lying in his mother's arms. Let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this sanctuary glad with our carols of praise. But first let us pray. Everlasting Father, we pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace and goodwill over all the earth, for unity and brotherhood within the church which your Son came to build. In Jesus' name, we pray for the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry, the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and all who know not the loving kindness of God. And lastly, before you, our Lord, let us rejoice with the spirits of just men made perfect, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom we forevermore are one. These prayers and praises we humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the name of Jesus. And so, Almighty God, bless us with your grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And unto the fellowship of the citizens of love, may the King of angels bring us all. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
The prophet foretells the coming of the Savior, Isaiah 9, 2, 6, and 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
We've already been blessed by the recorder duo, and Beth's now going to be playing the song Wonderful Counselor. We're going to join her in the refrain, singing this, what we just heard, right in the scripture. So, Wonderful Counselor.
First, so that you can learn it.
Sing hallelujah to the Wonderful Counselor. Sing hallelujah to the Mighty God. Sing hallelujah to the Father forever. And sing hallelujah to the true Prince of Peace. Sing hallelujah to the Wonderful Counselor. Sing hallelujah to the Mighty God. Sing hallelujah to the Father forever. And sing hallelujah to the true Prince of Peace.
Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the wonderful counselor. Sing alleluia to the mighty God. Sing alleluia to the Father forever. Sing alleluia to the true Prince of Peace.
Tells how the Savior will be born sinless. Isaiah 7:14 and Matthew 1:21-23. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, and it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
We're going to be blessed now with another special music, the brass ensemble from the Grace Notes Community Orchestra.
The peace that Christ will bring is foreshown, Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles see, and his rest shall be glorious.
Thank you. But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace.
Let's sing of the birthplace of Christ. Take your blue hymnal 152, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's stand, carolers, as we sing verse 1 and verse 4, first and last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Family coming to play for us. Minus one.
St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus, St. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
We're going to light candles now as we prepare to sing Silent Night. The words are in your bulletin. So I'd ask you to get your candle. And Ezra and I will start from the front, and some of the men will start from the back. One of the reasons we light candles is not just a nice sentimental warm glow, but it reminds us that the light of the world has come into the world, Jesus Christ, and he enlightens every man.
The other person has to tilt theirs. You have to tilt their street.
Your street.
Not your street, because otherwise they'll feel dry.
Oh.
keep your candles lit while Beth sings the next song. Feel free to, if they're burning out by your hand, you can extinguish them, but she's going to sing a solo for us at this time.
Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the morning manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and was told unto them.
Number 168 in your hymnal, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's stand together and sing verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 and 3. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead seen, hailed incarnate deity, thank you.
Well, let's stand to close with prayer. We give thanks to you, O God, our Father, for revealing your Son to us. We are thankful to be given the gift of faith that enables us to see the glory revealed in him. We ask that you would be pleased tonight to receive our celebration of his birth in this season. And we pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And now the Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. God's people say,
Amen. Amen.